Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Machines, machines, they keep right on going. Machines, machines.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer, and I've been subbing for Brian now for quite a long time, but I think this is one of my favorite moments in WNYC history because one of my favorite people at WNYC is here. And that is Brooke Gladstone, co-host and managing editor of On the Media. But she is actually here now to talk about the influencing machine. Because unless you've been living under a rock, you've been hearing a lot about the media, right? Twitter, Facebook, the 24-hour news cycle. Is it making us stupid? Is it driving us crazy? Is it misleading us all? Or is it a good thing? Brooke has a new book. Right? The influencing machine. And it has a big subtitle, too, right? What is the big subtitle?
Brooke Gladstone on the media. Shucks, Jamie, okay. What an introduction.
Here's my question for you, right? Our listeners who are familiar with the field of psychology are going to get this book because that's really where this title comes from, this influencing machine title. It's a reference to something in psychology, and that's what makes it so fascinating.
Right, because way back at the beginning of the 20th century, a disciple of Sigmund Freud named Victor Tausk noticed the syndrome in one of his patients and then noticed it throughout all of the case histories that people believed that an external force was controlling their minds, controlling their emotions, controlling their bodies in some cases, exciting their lusts, causing them to obsess, but it was externalized. And he called this the influencing machine syndrome in schizophrenia. And I used it as the central metaphor of my book because that's how people regard the media, as an external force working upon them. Whereas I see the influencing machine as a mirror.
A mirror. And that's what I want to get to. And you don't say in schizophrenia in your, there's no in schizophrenia subtitle, but I want to ask you about schizophrenia in a minute because there may be a little parallel there. Now, I want people to know this is actually it's graphic.
Right.
It's a graphically done. I don't want to call it a comic book.
It's a comic
book. People don't say that anymore because it's too cool for that. It's done like a graphic novel. You have an avatar. And I actually was going to email you and tell you how fabulous I thought it was. But then I found out I'd be interviewing you today instead. So I don't have to do that. But I want you to explain this notion of the mirror to us.
Right. Well, the thing is that when we project what we dislike about, when the schizophrenics that Tausk was talking about were projecting all of these bad things about themselves that they couldn't recognize, that they couldn't accept, they would create this external force. We're doing the same thing, only the media is simply reflecting back America to us. There are parts of America that we don't like. There are parts of ourselves that we don't like. But let's face it, don't we love a commentator spraying with saliva the views that we believe in?
Careful,
you know,
now.
Substantiating our feelings, even if they aren't based in fact? I mean, don't we all participate in this? And right now, when all of us can create media, aren't we all capable of affecting that environment more than ever before?
And somewhere in there is the wonderful line, we get the media we deserve. Now, you're going to come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, and we're going to hear more about this. Let me see. Tomorrow, you're going to come and talk about the influencing machine through the ages.
Sure.
So this isn't anything new.
Fear through the ages. Absolutely. Every time there's a new technology, there's the exact same terror.
And let me ask you one other thing, Brooke. Is this a warped mirror? Is it flat and normal, or is it distorted in some way?
It's a funhouse mirror.
It's cracked. A funhouse mirror. Cracked.
In some cases, it's
wait a minute.
It's badly calibrated, but nevertheless, it offers a view of reality, and it's a view of reality that we can adjust.
We can adjust. So we get the mirror we deserve, we get the media we deserved, and when we get this book, do you think those of us, especially our listeners who are real consumers of media, we're going to learn some stuff?
Well, fundamentally, what I tried to do was explain how this is neither the cusp of cyber utopia nor the collapse of decent civilization. That there are cycles, there are convergences of politics and technology that bring us to this place again and again and again. And once you have the context, you'll be better equipped to understand where all this stuff is coming from, where it began.
So you go through the history of the influencing machine.
Starting with the invention of the written word.
And
going to the year 2045.
So is there a clear tie between schizophrenia and our love of media?
Do you think media is making us crazy? You know, I don't really address that question in the book.
Oh, I think I could draw some conclusions. All right, I want everybody to know that Brooke will be back tomorrow to talk more about her book, The Influencing Machine, Brooke Gladstone on the Media. And it's illustrated by Josh Neufeld.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you.
I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer. And come back tomorrow, everyone, and hear more of Brooke and more of Brian. Thanks for being with us.